After Sdom is destroyed, the pasuk says, "Vayashkim Avram baboker al hamokam asher omad shom es pnei Hashem." Avram got up in the morning just as he did every other day. Vayashkef al pnei Sdom v'amora v'yar v'hinei ola kito ha'oret k'kitor hakivsha. And Avram saw the destruction of Sdom. He saw the smoke that was rising from Sdom v'amora. What does the pasuk mean? Vayashkef Avram vayashkef al pnei Sdom v'amora. So the Sforno explains vayashkef means hashkofas eva al rov rishon. Avram Avinu looked at Sdom with contempt, with disdain, at what they had become because of all of their rishus, because of their evil behavior. Sdom had been destroyed. Avram Avinu looked at Sdom with a measure of criticism because they deserved it. They deserved what they were getting because of the rishus that they had demonstrated. That's the Sforna, but the Rashbam explains differently. Rashbam writes, what does Vayashkef mean? Lodasim nimtzu sham asara v'nitzolu in lav. Avram Avinu looked at Sdom not with a measure of contempt. He looked at them with concern, with a sense of pity. He was wondering if Sdom actually had the 10 tzaddikim. If it had 10 tzaddikim, then it would have been saved. He was concerned about Sdom. So he looked towards Sdom to see if it had 10 tzaddikim. But then he saw the wisps of smoke, he saw destruction coming from Sdom. He realized that they didn't even have 10 tzaddikim, and that's why Sdom had been destroyed. At first glance, the parish of the Rashbam seems difficult. Because a little bit earlier in the parsha, after the Malachim leave Avram Avinu, it says, Vayakumu Mishamu Anoshim Vayashkifu Al Pnei Sodom. The men get up, they looked on Sodom. What does Vayashkifu Al Pnei Sodom mean? So Rashi writes, that Kol Hashkofa Shebemikra Lira, Chutz Mehashkifu Mim'on Kodshecha. That every time the Torah uses the lashon of hashkofa, vayashkef, vayashkifu, it's always lera, it's always a negative connotation, a look of criticism. Besides hashkifa mimaon kodshecha, except for the time in Parashas Kisava, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look mimaon kodsho, to give us a bracha, after a person fulfills vidui meiser, that every 3 years or so, person is supposed to be mevar all the trumas and maisers. He's supposed to give the trumas and maisers to the parties that deserve them, the truma to the kohen, the maiser rishon to the levi, the maiser ani to the poor people. So after a person has done that and he declares vidui meiser, he's done what he's supposed to do. So we say hashkifa mimaon kodshecha min hashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've done what you asked us to do. So please do as we ask and give us bracha. It says Rashi, every hashkofa shebemikras lero, except for hashkifa mimaon kodshecha. That the koach of matnas aniyim is so great that it transforms the midas sadin into rachamim. But every hashkofa normally is takal lera; it's a negative look, and that's what the malachim were doing. They were looking at Sdom with a measure of criticism, as the Sforno elaborates even further. That shayahefech beso shel Avram. That when the malachim looked at Sdom, they realized what Sdom was all about. It was the opposite of Avram Avinu's home. Avram Avinu's home was full of chesed. Sdom was the exact opposite, a place where they didn't do chesed. So the malachim looked at Sdom with criticism, rishus, looking at the rishus of Sdom, looking with disdain at Sdom. So the problem is, if the word vayashkifu, vayashkef, should mean something negative, some kind of negative connotation, so then why does the Torah use vayashkef in referring to Avram's glance at Sdom? According to the Rashbam, that wasn't a negative glance. It wasn't a look of contempt. It was a look of pity, a look of concern. So why use a lashon hashkof? If every hashkof is lera, so why use a lashon vayashkef in that case? I think the answer is the Torah wants to teach us something fundamental about Avram Avinu and how he looked at things. Avram could have seen a lot of negative in Sdom. That's why Sdom was actually destroyed. There was so much negative in the town. But Avram chose to see the positive. He chose to look for the good in the people of Sdom. That's why he davened for them in the first place. He hoped that there would be tzaddik in there. He hoped that there would be some good in that city. And for the same reason, that's why after Sdom was destroyed, he looked back, hoping that maybe it were not true. Maybe there were some tzaddikim. Avram always looked for the positive. every hashkafa that could have been l'ra, every glance, every stare that could have been negative, Avram looked from a positive perspective. And that's why he was able to be makariv so many people. Because he always looked for the positive in people. Sometimes a person presents themselves, there's a lot of negative that you can see. Avram never saw the negative, he only saw the positive. He chose to see the good. And that's why he was able to bring so many people closer. That could be the deeper meaning behind what Rashi writes, that every hashkofa should be mikros leroy, except for hashkifa mim om kodshecha. Godol korach matnas aniyim, giving tzedakah, giving to the ani, giving to disadvantaged people. The Kohen and the Levi also didn't have much. Giving to those who need can transform the midas hadin into rachamim. Why is that the case? Look, there could be different reasons why a person might not want to give tzedakah. He might feel that the ani is not worthy. He might feel that he doesn't want to give as much. Different reasons why a person might not want to give. And by the same token, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes can look at us and see negative attributes. We can see negative behaviors. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu might not want to deal with us with a sense of racham. But when we open up our hearts, we open up our wallets, and we give to the aniyim generously, when we overcome our natural tendency not to want to give, and we give instead, it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overlook our negative midos and our negative actions. It causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to transform his midas hadin into rachamim and to give us bracha. The message of the parsha is to look at life the way Avraham Avinu did, to look at people the way he did. Sometimes there's negative that you can see. Avraham Avinu teaches us that we should always look for the positive, always look for the good. Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to appreciate how to see the good in people. And that's chus, and the chus of our developing the proper perspective in judging people, Kadosh Baruch Hu should shower us with his rachamim and his bracha. Shabbos.